This is a challenging time to be in the energy business. Oil prices are low. Coal prices are low. Gas prices, low. Which means that renewable energy prices have also dropped. And that is hammering a big source of renewable energy. Biomass, burning trees or other organic matter. Biomass also faces questions about whether it's renewable at all. Here's North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein.
Here's why biomass was considered renewable in the first place. When you burn a tree, it releases carbon gas, which causes climate change. But if you plant a new tree in the old one's place, it'll grow and suck up that carbon. In other words, it's carbon neutral, says David Murphy, who researches renewable energy for St. Lawrence University.
Right, so there's not adding any greenhouse gas emissions over the whole life cycle of that species, of that plant.
Based on that idea, and on rising oil prices in the 1990s, biomass exploded. And that was great news for loggers. Greg Hemerick's crew is clearing an old grown-up pasture at the edge of a forest in northern New York State.
There's a lot of balsam, a lot of spruce, thorn apple trees. 90% of this lot is low-grade wood.
In other words, it's no good for furniture or paper or sawmills, but he'll get paid $80,000 to run the wood through a chipper. And truck the wood chips to the nearby biomass plant.
Everybody said that green power was supposed to be the wave of the future, so I went full in.
And here's where Hemerick and the biomass industry as a whole got blindsided. The plant Hemerick sells to shut down temporarily. It couldn't compete with cheap oil and natural gas. And now some scientists and environmentalists are challenging the renewability of biomass. John Cookett is with the Sierra Club.
It's absolutely true that we're becoming, as a whole, a lot more skeptical of biomass's ability to deliver large amounts of electricity in a sustainable fashion.
The debate's over how you define sustainable logging. The industry and many forestry experts insist biomass plants burn mostly forest and farm leftovers.
Orchard prunings and rice hulls, tops and limbs from forestry operations, bark, sawdust.
Bob Cleaves of the Biomass Power Association says 37 states and the federal government have classified biomass as renewable. He says plants don't have economic incentive to burn anything but low-value material.
There's no question that it would be a very different calculation if you were to take mature trees and you were to cause deforestation or cause land use changes, but that's not happening in the power sector today.
But critics tell a very different story.
What's actually happening is we are basically cutting down perfectly healthy, productive trees.
Tim Serchinger of Princeton University says, sure, if logging scraps are sitting on the forest floor, send them to the biomass plant. But even low-value trees suck up carbon dioxide. He says if we cut them down, it'll take decades for new trees to replace them.
That takes a long time. And in the interim, you've actually probably increased the amount of carbon in the atmosphere.
Serchinger is among 65 scientists fighting an amendment in the new energy bill in Congress. It calls biomass by definition carbon neutral. The scientists say the devil's in the details of each logging operation in the woods. But so far, the states and federal government are keeping biomass in their renewable portfolios. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.